Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for the opportunity that we have, God, to gather together today and give thanks to you. God, first of all, I thank you for your presence, and I thank you, Lord, for the work you're doing in our lives. God, anoint this word and help us, God, to understand what it really means to give thanks to you. And bless those that are sharing their testimonies today. May we all be encouraged in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this morning we do have some testimonies that are going to be shared. But first of all, I'd like to share with you about the Hebrew word tovda. Toda? Tovda? I believe it's tovda. It's translated as praise and thanksgiving. And the meaning is confession, extension of the hands in adoration. So you lift your arms and hands cupped upward. Specifically, a choir of worshipers, a sacrifice of praise, giving thanks unto God. And I was sharing with the children that are in the children's musical about this particular way of giving thanks to the Lord, lifting our hands cupped upward. Tovda literally means an extension of the hand in adoration, a vowel or acceptance by way of application. It is apparent in the Psalms and elsewhere that it is used for thanking God for things yet received as well as things already at hand. So we lift up our hands with them cupped upward, thanking God for all the blessings that he's given to us that we've received into our hands, as well as our hands are cupped upward because we know that God has more that he's going to give to us. God has more of that. Tell your neighbor, God has more of that. We don't worry about finances. We don't worry about whether or not we're going to be healed because we trust God that he's got more of that. He has more peace. He has more finances. He has more food for us. You know, we can spend our whole days consumed by lack. Is that right? And so today we're focusing on the many blessings that God has given us and all that he has supplied for us according to his riches in glory, not according to what we see around us or what we have. And so this is a form of worship to the Lord. Worship is more than just singing a song, but it's actually participating in some way. We bring a sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We enter his gates with thanksgiving in our heart. That's how we get through the gate. We must be a thankful people for all God has done for us to even get through the gate into his presence. So when we gather, every time we gather together, we come in thankful and grateful for all God has given us. That's how we get in the gate. I want to be in the gate, don't you? I don't want to be on the outside looking in, but I want to get through that gate. And we enter the gate with tovda, with thanksgiving in our hearts. And we enter his courts with praise. Let's go on here. Psalm 50 verse 23 says, he who offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving, of tovda, honors and glorifies me. Think about that. You want to know how to honor and glorify the Lord? It's by being thankful. It's by giving a thankful praise unto the Lord. And it says, and he prepares the way so that I might show him the salvation of God. Our thanksgiving actually prepares the way for our healing and our deliverance. Salvation not only means that we have been saved from our sins, but it also means health and healing and deliverance and prosperity and peace. And so our thanksgiving prepares the way for that, for God to show us his salvation. And sometimes we just need to cry out to God and say, God, I need to see your salvation in this situation. Lord, I'm thankful for what you've done up to this point, but I know there's more from where that came. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go on. Psalm 50, verse 14 says, offer unto God praise, tovda, and pay thy vows unto the Most High. So we offer a vow unto the Lord. How many of you ever vowed to the Lord, I'll praise you the rest of my life? You know, when you get saved, you share all these vows with God. Especially when you're first coming into Christianity, you vow so many things to the Lord. Lord, bring back to our remembrance the vows that we've made before you. Because you know what? God does not forget the vows that we made to him. Yeah, so let us walk that out, Lord. Give us the strength to do that. And we come before you with thanksgiving because God gives us our very breath. If it was not for the Lord, we would not be here today. And because of his goodness to us, we're able to thank him. We're able to praise him. Psalm 26, verse 7 says, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of thy wondrous works. So with our voice, we share our thankfulness to the Lord. We publish it. That word means we declare it. We preach it. We share it with somebody else because we tell of the wondrous works that the Lord has done. And he's done great things. Psalm 69, verses 30 and 31 says, I will praise, hallow the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. You know, the scripture says, oh, come, let us magnify the Lord together. The way we magnify the Lord together is by declaring our thankfulness unto him. We praise him. I will praise you. That word is hallow. It's where we get the word hallelujah. I will hallelujah the name of God. When somebody shares a testimony, we get pretty excited and we say, hallelujah. You know, you just want to shout hallelujah. Or yelling amen. Do you feel like that? And we sing and we magnify God by sharing tovda, thanksgiving. And then it goes on, it says, and it will please the Lord better than an ox or a bullock that has horns and hoofs. In other words, that is the sacrifice that the Lord loves, is that hallelujah praise that comes up from our innermost being. You know, you just can't help but say hallelujah. You start doing your Holy Ghost happy dance. Hallelujah. When you hear about the wonderful things that God is doing, not only in your life, but I get excited for other people. How about you? It's always good to get excited for somebody else. Because you know, when you're happy about their blessing, that blessing's going to come to you. Eventually, it's going to be your turn. You don't have to be envious or jealous because there's more from where that came from. Amen? Hallelujah. It pleases God. And then our last verse is found in Nehemiah chapter 12, 31, 38, and 40. And Nehemiah says, then I appointed two great companies of them that gave tovda and went in procession. So the two companies of those who gave thanks, tovda, stood in the house of God, and I and the half of the officials with me. In other words, there was a huge procession of people who came together, two companies. One would sing a thanks unto the Lord, and the other side would echo them, because this is how they used to do praise and worship. So there was two great choirs, two great processions. I mean, we could divide up our group and do a procession of thanksgiving. And now you're getting nervous. We're not going to do that. But that is what Nehemiah, he was so thankful that God had used so many people to rebuild the wall. God restored the wall and every single gate of the wall. And he used a group of people who were not afraid to work, and who knew how to war. And that's what God is doing today. He gathers together people who know how to work, because it's the work of the ministry. There's work involved in it, but there is also spiritual warfare involved in it. And then there's this other natural warfare. We got to learn how to get along with each other and give thanks for each other. Amen? Appreciate who God has brought together to do his work. And the group that Nehemiah had accomplished great things in a very short amount of time. And he put them together to do a procession of Tovda, a praise and a thanksgiving to God. And this morning, we have six people who are going to share their thanksgiving to the Lord. And if your name isn't called this morning and you shared with me that you had a testimony, then remind me after church and you can be on next week's testimonies. You see, short-term memory, you have seven slots, right? And people walk by me and they say something to me and it's just like, oh, okay, sure, great. And then another one and another one, and pretty soon the seventh one gets bumped out. You see how that goes? And so you are not purposely being overlooked. And so if you have something, let me know, and we'll put it on next week. Write it down. I don't always have a chance. Last Sunday, I'm up here, and I'm putting into my phone the people who shared with me they wanted to share a testimony. And my husband is saying, hurry up. We got to pray. Come on. There's somebody waiting here. You know, and so I'm trying to do these two things at once. It's really better if you text me or you email me so I can get you on the list rather than me trying to get it on my phone. But hallelujah. We have six, and there were a couple that I asked to wait until next week, because six people, hallelujah. We're going to tovda together, right? And so we want to listen and rejoice with each person. Each testimony is a little different than the other, and they sent me a general idea of what they're going to share today. And the Holy Spirit may prompt them to share a little bit more. And so, are you ready for us to begin? You ready for testimonies? All right, we have six of them. And first, I'm going to ask if Angela will come up. And she's back on the computer this morning. So we're going to ask if she'll come on up and share with us what the Lord has done for her. Great and wondrous works.
I'm just going to go ahead and read what I wrote. In March of 2013, I began working for the Elkhart Housing Authority. And at the time, it was a large decrease in pay from my previous job. However, I knew it was where God wanted me to serve him. I knew he had shown me favor and placed me there for purpose. So I accepted the position that was offered and have been working there faithfully since 2013. Now, I don't know about you and how God talks to you, but a lot of times the Lord speaks to me quite often while I'm getting dressed for work in the morning. Many times while I'm blow drying my hair or even putting my mascara on. But so one morning while I was getting dressed for work, I suddenly heard the Lord say, get your resume updated. And in that moment I thought, what? What did you say? And I heard him say it again, get your resume updated. So I responded by saying, yes, Lord, I'll get my resume updated. At the time I did not know why I heard him say this, but I got my resume updated. God knows everything. He already knew what was going to happen. And he was getting ready to shift me into a new position. Then 3 days later, I was working in my office and an email came through notifying staff that a position had opened up in another department. When I read the job description, I knew I was not qualified for it, but this position was a perfect fit for my boss, Mitch. So I just kind of let it go and figured God was up to something, and I just had to wait on his perfect timing. Then the next day, Mitch came into my office, and we were talking about a client, and he sat down, which he never does, and he said, "Angela, can I share something with you in confidence?" I said, "Sure, Mitch." He then proceeded to tell me that he had applied for the position that was posted. Right then, I knew in my spirit why I heard the Lord say to get my resume updated, because I was perfectly fitted for his position. Well, the government moves very slowly. And the process to fill the other position took almost 4 weeks. And Mitch was ultimately offered that position. I had my resume on standby, and it took almost another 3 weeks before his old position was finally posted. And because I had been obedient to the Lord's instruction, I had my resume ready to go and applied for the position within 24 hours of its posting. I went through the interview process and beat out two other candidates and was offered the position. And God has given me more authority. Yeah. But he has also blessed me with a significant financial blessing. God provided a 24, I did the math, he provided a 24.3% pay increase. So as we experience God's goodness in our lives and offer thanks to him, we should say that every day is a day of thanksgiving. We should offer our thanks to God in prayer, reflecting our thankfulness in everything we say and do. Today I am thanking God for my church family, for his provision, and for his faithfulness. We should all thank him for the ways he has drawn us closer to himself and the way he has shown his glory through our lives.
That's awesome. Thank you, Lord. God's an awesome God. Amen. You know, he shared with me a few months ago in prayer that he was going to really begin to increase the people in this house financially with financial blessings, because we are not the tail, we are the head. And God is supplying what you need as well as what he needs, because he brings money to us to use it through us. Amen. And so, yeah, give the Lord a praise, because if you haven't gotten your promotion yet, your promotion is on the way. Hallelujah. At this time, we have Rhonda. Come on down.
I'm not going to run and wave my hands in the air and act crazy. Well, this is mostly Jeff's testimony, but as we all know, that when you become as one, it not only blesses the one person, but it blesses you both. Amen. So, first I want to give honor to God, because I don't want the rocks to cry out for the praise that's in me. My first testimony, because there's three, my first testimony is Jeff. We live right down the street from the dump. Thank God we don't smell it, but we live down there. And every so often he would have a haul to take down there, and he would take some stuff to the trash. Well, when we had got our wedding rings, his was a little big. And he was down there unloading, and his ring slipped off and fell in the dump. And he's seen it fly off, so he's looking and digging for it. And one of the workers there came running over there saying, "What's going on?" He said, "I lost my wedding ring." And the man, out of the kindness of his heart, started looking. But the guy was looking on the other side, and Jeff's like, "What is he doing over there? It's not over there. It was over here." The man says, "Is this it?" Out of all that trash, he found the wedding ring. So to me, it's like saying, no matter where we are, God's eye is still there. He still sees everything. So the second one is Jeff was working at a car lot. He was detailing cars for how many years? I'm like 3 years. And during that time, he had reached the maximum that he could get for working there. And it was like a dead end. There was no promotion. There was no higher raise. That was it. And he received that within like a year, year and a half. Well, during that time, him and I got married, and it was like, all right, times are getting tough. Well, a job opportunity came up at Keystone, and Jeff has a lot of experience at paint and detailing and doing work on bodies of the cars and all this, that, and the other. But anyways, this opportunity came up. He took it. It was a pay increase of, let me take my glasses off, of $4 from what he was working at before. And as he was working there, within 60 days, he got his first raise of a dollar. Then after 30 more days, it was $2 more. Then not even there a year yet, he was already making $7 more than he was at the other place. Within just this past month, he got a $3 raise and a promotion. So within he's not even been there a year yet, he's making $10 more than what he was at the car lot. Yes. So we give God all the glory for that one. My third testimony, of course, this is Jeff again. like I said, he is very gifted at painting and doing body work on cars. He's done it ever since I've known him. I've known him for over 30 years, and he's always tinkered with that stuff. So he wasn't able to do it when the recession hit and everything went bankrupt, and so he wasn't able to touch on that stuff anymore. Well, he prayed. He said, Lord, he says, you know my desire. He says, I love doing that stuff. He says, I don't want to lose the gift. So a man came up, had seen a car that Jeff had done previously, came up to Jeff and said, I have a 69 Camaro, or a 68, 69 Camaro that needs desperate help. Jeff took the job on. And, of course, it wasn't a great, big, huge bonus for Jeff, but Jeff got to do what he loved to do. Since that moment, he has done, this is his second full car that he's painted, working on painting, or he's painted it, he's just finishing it up, and many, many parts, and he's gotten money for it. So God has heard his prayer and has answered it, because after all, we all know that God gives us the desires of our heart, because he gives us the desire. But anyways, I just give God all the glory and praise for everything he has done for us, not just financially, but also physically.
Thank you, Jesus. The scripture tells us that God gives us the ability to make wealth. And he gives us that ability to establish his covenant here in the earth. So that's amazing. I'm rejoicing. Can we just shout hallelujah? Little radical praise this morning. All right, at this time, we have Tess coming.
It's all right here, right?
Yes, ma'am. It's all right there. Okay, y'all, most of y'all know I gave a testimony after my surgery. I want to thank all of y'all for your prayers. Y'all can make me cry. Okay. Your support. When we were singing, Let the Dead Be Raised, he really did that for me. I was minutes from death, and he brought me back, and my kidneys are functioning great. All my tests have came back okay. And God's just so good, and my family and my church family, y'all are just awesome. And I thank you, and thank you. I love y'all.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for Tess. She's a blessing to our family here at River of Life. So thankful God raised you from the dead. Hallelujah. Yeah, let's give the Lord a praise. Life. He releases life. He's the God of life. He wants us to remember that. All right, at this time, we have Ruthie.
Come on down.
Here you go, girlfriend.
Thank you. Last June, the 14th, June the 6th, 2014, my husband passed away. And my whole world stopped. It literally stopped. After the funeral, after everything, I went home, sat in the Michael's recliner, got up, went to bed, pulled the covers over my head, and said, God, I am not getting out of here. I don't want to get out of here. I can't go on without Michael. I can't. I just can't. But I did get up, made myself go to work, made myself come here to church, cry when I would get in the car to come here, cry all the way here, cry here, get home. I just can't. I can't do this. It's more than I can bear. But during all of that, first I want to say my family just loved me. To my daughter Holly, thank you for being a wonderful daughter that just loved your mother. My sister Teresa, who would let me cry whenever I needed to and just hold my hand. My nephew Chase, my niece Susan, would always hug me, love me. Things went on, wasn't getting any better. Last May, when I realized it was coming up on a year of Michael's death, I hit bottom again. Started crying in May, cried in May, cried in June, cried in July. And I said, Lord, I can't do this. It's too hard. It's too difficult. I can't. And I thought, well, maybe I just need to get a word or something. So I go back, and the Lord said that I am going to put you upon people's hearts that you don't even know. I'm going to have people pray for you. And then he said, and then you're going to go into a new season. So I want to thank Pastor Janet and Pastor Leonard that they, God put in their hearts to teach and equip. So one night I said, Lord, I don't understand. I just don't understand it. I don't understand it. We had it all planned out. Mike and I knew what we were going to do when we retired. We had it all planned out. And you took him. I don't understand. Lean not into thy own understanding. Okay. One night was, where am I going? What do you want me to do? I mean, it's just me now, so where do I go? Where do I fit? In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Okay? One night, it's too difficult. I can't do it. Too hard. Oh, but my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Okay, Lord. One night I said, Lord, would you please tell those people to stop telling me I am strong because I am not strong. The joy of the Lord is your strength. I said, Lord, did you not hear me? I am not strong and I have absolutely no joy. And then it was like, and I know none of you have ever gone through this. The joy of the Lord is your strength. I said, well, now that you mention it, Lord. And then I asked him, I said, I don't understand. I've been saying all of this for over a year. I don't understand. I can't do it. It's too hard. What's the verses? Why all of a sudden are the verses? Because I had people praying. And it hit me. it hit me. That Sunday, he said, I'm going to have people pray for you that you don't even know. Because you, when God would put me upon your heart, whoever you are, you took time out of your busy day to pray for me. And because of all of that, because of their teaching, because you took time, you obeyed God and lifted me up in prayer, all of a sudden, guess what? I'm healing. I am being healed. My grief is lifting. My sorrow is lifting. My pain is lifting. And I am strong. And I do have the joy in my life. Because it's my God that I serve. And my vow was him when I was 8 years old and filled with the Holy Ghost was, I will love you and I will serve you all the days of my life, no matter what comes on. So thank you for your love and for your obedience. And please know, as Teresa said, I love you all.
Amen. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. And Ruthie came in all dressed up a couple weeks ago, and she said, I am in a new season. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, powerful testimonies. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, thank you, Lord. We just need to thank him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the great works you've done and will continue to do. We tovda today. Yes, we tovda today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We lift our hands to you in adoration with our hands cupped upward, Lord. And we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done and all you will continue to do in our lives. You're so wonderful. You're so wonderful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we can be a part of watching God heal people and transform them. Isn't that amazing? It's just an amazing thing to be a part of that. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All right, we have another testimony this morning, and this is from Brother Ora. He shared with me last week. He'd like to share this morning. And while Brother Ora is coming, would praise team get ready? We're going to sing a closing song. We have Brother Ora, and then we have Vicky coming.
I'd like to say welcome to all of those that I didn't shake hands with this morning. Wife and I were both next to the youngest of a larger families. So we grew up interacting more with nieces and nephews. But along came one child, another one, and another one, and another one, till there were five. And early in our married life, wife told me that the optometrist had told her that by the time she is 40 years old, she will be blind. So the first thing we did was switch optometrists. Well, if she would have went blind that early, I think the optometrist forgot that multiplication can be in effect with God. So it was closer twice that much when she started seeing forms of cataracts. The optometrist found some cataracts. A little over 3 years ago, we went to a place down in Mishawaka to get a checkup. Should she have cataract surgery? And they told her no, but sometime in the future that might be true. Well, 3 years later, a little over 3 years later, a month ago, she had cataract surgery in her right eye. 1 week. Next week, she had cataract surgery in her other eye. And as I look back, if those things would have come on us earlier, the first 40 years, we wouldn't have had the backing of help with the children like we have today. Each one of them has some particular gifting that suits the way that person helps us. And so even before cataract surgery, our daughter from Canada came here and was staying with Elders Jim and Carol for about a couple weeks, and she would come down and help Catherine with the bonding that took place. Didn't take place earlier, but it did then, and it brought our family together in a tighter circle. Well, today, Catherine has her new prescription, post-operative prescription, and she can partially release me as her reader. And that was one of the things that I did during the time that she was struggling with this pre-operation. She just couldn't. If something was printed in dark letters, she could see it partially. But so then I was her reader. But among other things that I did for her. And God knew all about this. And we were waiting for that. And when the time came, that became a reality that she can see better. And appreciate not only our family circle, but the larger family circle here that stood behind us. Praise God. Praise God. It gives strength to me as I worship Thee, and my mouth is filled with praise. It will break the bands as I lift my hands, bringing glorious liberty. Hallelujah. Amen.
We love you, Ora and Catherine. Thank you so much. I believe Ora plays the guitar and sings. He still has the voice, though. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. We love you. Love you both. It's a good report. All right. At this time, we have, for our final testimony, we're going to hear from Vicki.
Castleman. If she'll come on up.
Boy, I don't know how to follow that.
Just don't worry about it. Share. God's done so much for you.
God has done a lot for me in different ways, but I'm just going to try to read what I have written. Today, I am thankful for a life as I have never known it before. I have struggled in the depths of emotional depression for many, many years. Today, I want to stand up and say, I have the peace of God within my soul. I have the freedom to be myself for the first time through the miracle of Jesus Christ and the help of family and friends around me along my journey, and especially Pastor Janet, who has done so much for me with encouragement and prayers and to help me find my way through the tough times. I've learned the faithfulness of God never lets you down as long as you keep seeking Him and holding on. As long as it may take and as hard as it may be, the fact is that we have already run the battle through Jesus Christ. I am thankful for my mom, my Jerry, my Westie Bella, who keeps my days very busy and enjoying life. I'm thankful I can come to the river to worship the Lord and to hear God's word and to pray and to get hugs. It's been a very long, rough ride, and I know I will still have struggles ahead, but I feel more confident that I can handle them better in the future with the help of Jesus Christ. And of course, Pastor Janet.
Fourteen years ago, I met Vicki. She wasn't a member of our church, but she had heard about me through someone here, and she made a counseling session, and she came in, and she said, if this doesn't work, I'm going to kill myself. She had been in secular therapy for years and could not find peace. And it has been a journey, a 14-year journey, but I just rejoice with God that she has found peace. The Prince of Peace showed up, and she told me the other day, she goes, I don't know what happened, but I have peace. You know, that
the joy of the Lord,
that transition takes place, and it's like it's so supernatural. You know, you can't just like put it at this very moment this happened, but God has been transforming her and renewing her. And what a powerful, powerful testimony she has of the healing power of Jesus Christ to heal her troubled soul. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hallelujah.